This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. We're joined today by one of our favorite guests, Robin Billups. Robin is the connector, sort of a brilliant person at connecting people and extremely analytical and smart, a great leader. We're going to talk to Robin today about the advice that you would give to people. What three pieces of advice you would give to people to be impactful leaders? Robin, let me tee you up and go right into the question. What three pieces of advice would you give to people to be impactful leaders?
This is an excellent question, Scott. I thought about this all night long, okay, trying to narrow it down to three. One, the leader has to lead with compassion, empathy, and transparency and levity. You know, you have to focus on the least because everybody plays a role in the organization, and get away from what I call the hierarchical top-down kind of situation. Secondly, I think they should cast their recruiting net far and wide, so that they create a team that reflects the market and the clients that they do business with, so that they can meet the challenges and be able to pivot, because you'll have, you know, different thought leaders at the table from different perspectives. And I also, and I think that is really, really critical, you know, because again, what historically has happened is people have not, folks hire folks that look like them, and then they wonder why they have challenges and problems. And so again, cast a net far and wide. And if you don't know somebody, ask somebody. And then make decisions in the spirit of hearing all of the voices that are critical, and or even if they're not critical, but here, make sure that your employees know that their voice has been heard. One of my first managers taught me that lesson by telling me, you know, Robin, I know you as an employee. I know what you will and won't do as a leader, or sometimes I have to make decisions and it may not seem that I've heard you, but I want you to know that I always want to hear your voice, and I want to hear what you have to say. And then I, as a leader, have to make a decision. And then finally, okay, here we go with the extra part, right? Know that we are all looking for economic empowerment and economic inclusion, and social enterprise is critically important. You know, the pandemic has really accelerated a lot of things that people were thinking about, or maybe not even considering. And so we have an opportunity now to kind of change how we lead folks and be more inclusive with that process.
And that includes the economics. And I love also your third point is follows. And I had that same thing said by another one of the great leaders in the country, which is this concept, look, I'm going to listen to everybody. It doesn't mean I'm going to agree with them. It doesn't mean I'm going to make their decision, but I'm going to hear them and listen to them. And a lot of times I'll do what they think I should do, and other times I won't. But it doesn't mean I'm not listening. And that point of – go ahead, I'm
excuse
sorry.
Excuse me for cutting you off, Scott, but in that particular point, you have to let people know that that's how you're processing it, right? You can't just do it. You have to let folks know that I heard you, but I need to make a decision that's going to be best for the entire group, the entire company, the situation. But people need to know that you're hearing their input.
Let me do this, Robin. Let me ask you to summarize your 4 points again. I know I got 4 for the price of 3, but if you could summarize the 4 points again for our listeners who are taking notes and so forth, thank you.
Sure. Again, lead with compassion, empathy, and transparency, because at one point you were sitting on the other side of the desk, you know, hoping somebody would hear your voice and allow you to be a part of the team. Cast that net far and wide so that you have a diversity of thought, leadership, and input, and that those individuals who work for your company reflect the marketplace that you want to do business with, and or the new prospects that you want to do business with. Again, make decisions in the spirit of hearing all the voices, because at the end of the day, everybody is looking for their economic inclusion and their economic growth and their economic process, along with the fact that we're all looking for social enterprise environments where not only are you doing good work, but you're also considering the community that you operate in.
Fantastic. Robin Billups, the connector, brilliant. You can find her on LinkedIn at Robin Billups, B-I-L-L-U-P-S. Robin, thank you as always for joining us. It's always a pleasure for me to hear your voice.
And it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks again.